Previously on the Loyal Littles podcast.
What's the one food you could never bring yourself to eat?
Oh, we butchered a goat once at a friend's place, we went out to the farm and we got the goat and butchered it right there in the garage. It was wild, and they did some crazy dishes from pretty interesting parts of the animal. And one dish, we looked at each other and we're like, we can't do it.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles podcast
on the WTFC podcast network.
Hey, Roxy.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey Littles. Roxy.
Chuck.
Miss me yet?
Duh.
What are we down to? Like 7 days, right? Seven or eight days?
I think so.
Something like that?
Yep.
Well, we can do it. We got through the first month. We should be all right.
I hope so.
Yeah. Hopefully my plans don't get altered either. That could happen.
But Chuck.
Hopefully not.
What are you doing to me?
Nothing. Let's get back to our feedback of the last episode. At Loyal Littles Pod. Great episode today. Agree with Josh Bodie. French toast and chocolate pie are awesome. I like cake too, but those were two good answers that I had to chime in on. Jeff Turner, episode 43. Thanks, Jeff, for saving me there. And we're just moving on with the podcast. Then Roxy, we heard from Ed Butt, episode 51. Rick Schmidt's Garden Theater is having a bunch of events in February you'd love. How would a sing-along version of Grease be? Oh, and Roxy, we could finally see Casablanca together.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I did look up. He sent the link.
I like both of those things.
Right. Well, it got me thinking, like, what sing-alongs are appropriate? Because I feel like there are some that are and some that aren't. I feel like Grease would be one that I'd be okay with. Like Sound of Music.
Musical?
I don't think I'd be... I'm talking about like the classics. Sound of Music, I know they've done. I don't feel like I'd be on board with that personally.
No. No.
Well, Roxy, lots to get into. We just passed Groundhog's Day. And
we did.
Tiny Chuck's Sophia's birthday. Happy birthday, Sophia. Shout out.
1 year old.
1 year old. I can't believe
she's
it's
so cute.
A year already.
And I know.
Born on Groundhog's Day. How exciting is that?
I know. She's so cute.
And the start of Black History Month, of course, which we have some tributes for that, which we'll get into in a few seconds. But we wanted to start on an upbeat note, I guess we would say. So let's talk about Groundhog's Day. Now, you said you found new groundhogs this year?
Yeah, I found a few that I've never heard of before. But I will say that it seems like the general consensus is that we will have an early spring.
Oh, thank goodness.
Right.
After what I just went through in Milwaukee.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But yeah, I mean, we've got the usual Punxsutawney Phil, Staten Island Chuck. We have Buckeye Chuck. We have Jimmy from Wisconsin.
Okay, this is good because I did not know about these. I honestly didn't even think to look about whether...
Yeah.
Now, which one do we think is the official one, right? The one in Pennsylvania?
It's Punxsutawney Phil.
Okay, I can never say it. I'm not even going to try.
Yeah.
Okay.
Buckeye Chuck is from Ohio. Staten Island Chuck, obviously. Yeah. We've got General Beauregard in Georgia. We've got Lady Edwina in Essex County.
Okay, no offense. These are just ridiculous. These are knockoffs. These are wannabes. I'm sorry, but
We've got Elsa the Hedgehog. I'm sorry. If you're a hedgehog, you're not a groundhog, so go away.
Might as well be a gopher. I mean, come on.
I mean, but Chuck, listen to this. There's Lucy the Lobster.
What?
Did you know about that?
No.
Yeah.
It's not Lobster Day. It's Groundhog Day.
No, I think she's up in Canada.
Okay,
so
fine.
I guess that makes sense, but...
Well, I don't understand. Yeah. Is she like in a cave and she comes out? I don't understand.
Lucy crawled out from the ocean at Cape Sable Island Causeway at 8 a.m. and predicted 6 more weeks of wonderful winter. But I also don't think we can go along with that because it's a lobster, not a groundhog.
What do you
so
mean you
go
think?
Away.
Of course we're not going along with that. First of all, she predicted 6 more weeks of winter. Screw that. Have fun with that, Canada.
Yeah,
That's all I got to say.
I think that's typical for them, though, I feel like.
Now, we have to be careful, though, how we speak about Canada, though, because of our great Meet the Littles guest today. But, you know, have fun with that. You want to follow a lobster and have 6 more weeks of winter? That's all you.
You go right ahead.
That's all you. Now, I, of course, am a little partial to Staten Island Chuck, just because he's the closest to us in New York. And
Yeah.
Do we know what he did? He see the shadow or whatever it is?
No, he didn't. All the ones I listed said no.
Okay.
Except for I think Elsa saw her shadow and the lobster saw
their
shadow.
Who the hell is Elsa?
That's a hedgehog and a lobster. So again, bye.
Elsa's screw that. Elsa's a hedgehog. Nope. Bye. Yeah. See ya. Thanks for playing. Thanks for trying to play, I should say. That's ridiculous.
Right.
So, anyway. All right. That was fun. So let's get to the sad part. You know, and it's funny. It just happened recently, a day or two ago, because we know these things happen in three. Mm-hmm. We have, in my opinion, at least one, if not two, maybe three, A1 above the fold passings that we wanted to touch base on. A couple are directly, you know, related to us.
Yes.
And I figured since it's Black History Month, I already had one listed before we were going to start with the most recent one. But let's do that. So, I mean, I know you're not going to say this. I'm wondering who you relate to him by. But we lost Carl Weathers. He passed away. Now, he will always be Apollo Creed to me. You know how there's these actors that have these, in my opinion, iconic roles?
Yeah.
I know that's not Harrison Ford as Han Solo, you know, like Raiders of the Lost, all these things, you know, I don't know. Because I grew up with the Rocky movies and I love the Rocky movies, I just recently saw the first Creed.
Yeah.
He will always be Apollo Creed to me. You know, and it, like I said, I know these things happen in three. Do you know, he was 76, by the way. Do you know who that is though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you have another role? Because he's done a ton of stuff. He's done other... I mean, he was in the Star Wars franchise, obviously. So, but to me, he's Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
You don't have anything in particular, probably, right?
Not in particular.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And he was the most recent. Like I said, you know, when these happened in three, I was waiting for the third one to drop. And I was kind of sad because, like I said, I just liked him as an actor. I loved him in the Rocky movies. You know, I liked him in the other stuff. But, you know, like I said, he'll always be Apollo Creed. The second one, Hinton Battle. Now, did this affect you at all? Or were you... That's before your time a little bit, right?
Before my time. And I wish I had realized, you know, I have so many of the people, my mentors, teachers, and just people that I looked up to who were in the business, you know, had stories about him and, you know, what he did for the arts and just who he was. And so I don't have a personal story connection to him, but
well,
I know a lot of people who do.
Let's educate our listeners, shall we? Because I bet a lot of them don't know who Hinton Battle was. He won 3 Tony Awards, all in the category of featured actor in a musical. He was the first to portray the Scarecrow in the stage version of The Wiz.
Yep.
Which is coming back.
Yes, it is.
There was some, I don't even know if it was controversy. I mean, we all get it, you know, if you're not a name. But obviously, famously, Michael Jackson won the role of the Scarecrow for the movie when it transferred. Mm-hmm. So he missed out on that. He was also born in Germany. I did not know that. I love finding out these things. But he was 67, as I said, way, way too young. His Broadway debut was The Wiz, actually. And he won his Tonys. They were all supporting, as I said, for Sophisticated Ladies in 1981, The Tap Dance Kid in 1984. Mm-hmm. And this is the one I think a lot of people don't realize. It was Miss Saigon in 1991. He won another best for playing John.
Wow.
He sings Bedoy in the... That's the opening of Act Two, and it's just such a chilling, great song. Yeah, same thing. I had a lot of friends posting stuff, and some of my friends that got to work with him. I never got to work with him personally, but a real big influence in the arts. And, you know, a lot of people I don't think know who he was or what he did, but, you know, very, very talented, very popular.
Incredible tapper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, tap dance kid. I mean,
well,
hello.
Yes.
Well, we saw that at City Center. Remember, I dragged you because you had never seen it.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know.
No, it's such a good show.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Okay. And then the last, I'm shocked, honestly, that this did not get brought up on the TK show because it's one of their own. Born in Washington, D.C. in 1933, Cheetah Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
91 years old. It's a good run.
Yeah.
Did you know this? Broadway debut as a dancer in the original Guys and Dolls in 1950.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either. Did not know that.
Ten-time Tony
Award nominee. Ten-time Tony Award nominee. Winning the Tony Award for Best Actress in a Musical twice for her roles in The Rink, 1984, opposite Liza Minnelli, who had some major issues doing that show, which I found out in Lorna's book.
Yep.
I did not realize that. And then, of course, Kiss of the Spider-Woman. Now, that to me is an iconic role. Now, of course, the other reason I'm shocked that it wasn't brought up on Tony, because I know Tony knows this. She was most famous for her iconic roles as Anita in West Side Story on the stage, Rosie Alvarez in Bye Bye Birdie, and Bring Back Birdie. There was a sequel, for those of you that didn't know. Completely flopped. Velma Kelly, of course, in Chicago, and Rita Romano in Mr. Wonderful. So there's so much more we could say, as far as the awards, okay? I have some personal stories I want to talk about. But the awards go, I mean, Kennedy Honors, all these things. I mean, and so all well-deserved.
Yes.
My two run-ins with her, one, I had to be really cool. It was for the Drama League Awards. I've talked about them many times. And how I get those gigs are because I'm usually pretty cool. I don't run up to people. I don't be like, hey, can I take a selfie?
You don't fanboy.
Like yeah, I don't fanboy, even though inside I am fanboying. Trust me. To be that close and to be in the room with Cheetah freaking Rivera was just
amazing.
But that day, that was the day I know I've told the story about James Earl Jones doing his famous mic check and Neil Patrick Harris. I was basically his security for the day. And just, but I mean, come on, Cheetah Rivera. That was when she was being nominated for The Visit. So it was around 2015, I believe. The presence just, I just can't. So, okay, so the other story I have is back in the day, I was dating someone else, and she was one of those.
Of course.
Well, of course. But she was one of these, like, crazy, almost to the point, annoying fans. And, of course, every time we went to see a show, she had to stand by the stage door, get the autograph, you know, so she could go brag to her friends in Ohio how she has these autographs and stuff like that. Well, when we went, we saw the revival of Nine. This is around 2004. And Hairspray in the same day. Well, she wanted to do the hair. I left. I was like, I'm going around the corner to get something to eat. I could care less. But when we stood there for Nine, I was like, I have to. Because that cast was, that was jam-packed. Antonio Banderas did that revival. Yeah. And he was fantastic.
Yeah.
But Cheetah Rivera was in it too. And she came out so gracious, signed my playbill and my girlfriend at the time's playbill. And I actually said to her, I looked at her and I said, you know, amazing job. I was like, but Cheetah, I said, Kiss of the Spider Woman, you were just amazing. And she just stopped what she was doing. She literally like put the pen down, looked up at me, and she goes, that was a good one, wasn't it? And I just was like, yeah. And then she went back down to signing the playbill. I mean, she knew. I mean, that show, I got to see it with Vanessa Williams, too. Vanessa Williams took over for Cheetah in that show. And I remember it was a college trip down to the city when we saw it. So it had to be like 92, 93-ish in that area. But that band, that orchestra, you know, it's funny. Later in life, I started meeting other drummers and stuff like that. And they were saying, you know, oh, what cast recording, blah, blah, blah. And he actually said the second recording they did of that, which they hardly never do. They don't normally record. When an actress takes over or an actor takes over, they don't just re-record the whole album and put it out there. They did on Spider-Woman for Vanessa. And that band, because they had been already playing the show for like a year and a half at that point, they were so tight. Everyone always says, if you want a good example of a solid orchestra on Broadway, listen to that recording. But without Cheetah, there is no Kiss of the Spider-Woman, that's for sure. I didn't know much about it when it opened, but just getting to meet her and just even mention it to her, it was so cool. And then, like I said, I did have a brief encounter with her at the award ceremony that I did. And just, I mean, I can confirm, I'm sure everyone already knows this, just such a talent and such a nice person and just, there's just much more I can say, you know,
it's,
you know, because you know, sometimes these people are not so nice, I guess is how I'm going to word it without certainly throwing anyone.
Yeah, they always say don't meet your heroes.
Right.
But,
exactly.
You know, sometimes you meet a good one. So.
Yeah. And that's one I can attest. Meeting her is everything you could have ever hoped it would be. So like I said, 91, good run. Rest in peace, Cheetah. Rest in peace, all of them. I love doing these episodes, Roxy, but I also hate them.
I know.
You know, it brings a tear to your eye. It's sad. Especially when you got to know these people and the influence they had on our careers and stuff like that. And but just thanks. Let's try and end the segment, though, on a lifting note. Roxy, do you have your Sky Bar there?
I sure do.
All right. Taste test? Absolutely. I had never had a Sky Bar. Now, you said these are from Eric Londrigan, right? Episode 4?
Yes.
Okay, so big shout out. Thank you for that. I've never had a Sky Bar before. I'm very excited.
Interesting. All right, I'm opening it.
All right, I got mine. We meant to do this in person, and we totally forgot.
It got a little smushed.
Oh, yeah, yours traveled back.
Ooh.
I'm sure it's still
delicious.
All
right, it's a little smushed.
Okay.
Caramel is dripping out of it.
All right.
It's a little stuck. All
okay,
right.
This my I'm gonna spoiler alert. Mine's it's not. What's the there's a candy bar. It reminds me of not Rolo. There's another one. I can't think of the name of it though. What do you think?
I have the vanilla part.
Okay.
It's so good.
All right, so Skybar wins. Now, why don't they sell them more readily? That's what I want to know. Are they in New York? They must be at that candy store that Ritz goes to.
I know.
All the
where
time.
Did he get them?
I don't. Well, he's I should have asked. In Boston. So.
Well, yeah, but. Yeah. Where? Okay, well, that vanilla is good.
Okay. Now, Roxy, we're going to end this segment all over the place. I kind of have a minor rant, but. Well, we have apologies to Michael Wind from New Zealand.
Yes.
He won our caption contest from back last summer. Okay.
Yeah, that was so long ago.
When we were on the PTI set, he won our contest for the best caption. I don't even remember what it was. Sent him a prize.
Didn't get to him.
But the thing is, we just got it back like last week.
Yeah.
It's postmarked in August.
Yeah.
Like, what up?
What gives?
U.S. Postal Service, what up? You're going to keep raising your prices. You got to, I mean, the only thing I can think of is because it was so far away, it's out of the country, whatnot. But I'm sorry. I don't think it should take, what is that, almost 6 months to like, get returned to sender? I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's weird.
What's going on here? That was ridiculous. So our apologies. He knows. I've already been in touch with him, got another address. And so he's gonna finally get his prizes, his mediocre prizes. I just don't understand. I don't understand why it takes so long for a return to sender. It was, yeah. Anyway, lastly, Roxy.
Yeah.
Farmer Wants a Wife season 2 just premiered.
Wait, what?
How did that get renewed?
What?
How did that get renewed?
I forgot about that. We only got like one episode in.
I watched like one and a half.
In. Yeah.
It got renewed? I don't know what's happening with TV. That's all I can say. I'm just kind of glad that you didn't know it was renewed. That's all I can say. I saw that it was like season 2 series premiere or
like,
you know.
What?
I'm like, "What?" Anyway, what's happening? It's these Bachelor things, you know, that just it paves the way for these other ridiculous shows. So
it anyway, sure does.
I don't know. Anyway, let's get to our Meet the Littles guest, Roxy.
All right.
Fun time. We're going to travel a little bit up north. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with
Meet the Littles.
Well, hello, Littles. This is Mike Todd. Not that Mike Todd. And you're listening to the Loyal Littles podcast with Chuck and Roxy on the WTFC Podcast Network.
I know your mom. I held her first when she was born. She said you'll come when the flowers bloom, and we'll rejoice with my new grandson.
We are being played in this episode by Lainey Boldy, and this song is called Grandson. Now, we've played Lainey's stuff before. We really enjoy it. If you like what you hear, the best place to find all his stuff is on his website, laineyboldymusic.com. That's LaineyBolde music.com. And we'll put all that in the show notes. And the most important thing, as always, is remember, we will play the full song, Grandson, by Lainey Boldy, at the end of the podcast.
One more branch for our tree. You will grow and you will age. You'll find your place and you'll turn the page. Teach you chords.
All right, all you loyal littles, it's now time to
meet the littles.
And Roxy, long distance here.
I know.
Didn't realize it. So that's spoiler for me, but that's okay. Please welcome to the podcast, Julian Dreger. Hey, Julian, how's it going?
It is going great, and it is awesome to be here.
Now, did I hit it? Did I hit it out of the park there?
Absolutely.
Dreger. I was practicing off air, littles. But it's D-R-I-E-D-G-E-R.
Yeah. Correct.
All right. Well, that's the important part. So Roxy's going to take over the whole interview now because I did my part. And we're going to turn right over to you, Julian. That's what we always do. So please take a second, introduce yourself to all the loyal littles out there. Tell us a little something about yourself.
Awesome. Okay. Well, long distance wise. So I am Julian Dreger, and I am from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, up in Canada, north of Montana.
How's the weather up there?
It's chilly. It is chilly. Yeah. We're sitting, at one point today, we were sitting at minus 45 with the wind. So that is not golfing weather. Not golfing weather.
He wants to come down and like sunbathe in Milwaukee with me because it's only negative 19 here. So
that's t-shirt weather.
Right. Now, so are you originally from up there and all that stuff? Where'd you grow up?
Yeah. So I initially grew up, I guess, 35 minutes north of Saskatoon in a little community called Waldheim, Saskatchewan. Very, very small town. I think it's 1,200 now. So small town vibes, certainly. Rural Saskatchewan, so a lot of farmers, a lot of fields, a lot of flat prairie land. Mm. That's what I grew up with.
And did you go to school up there and everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, went to school, graduated grade 12 there. You pretty much grew up with everyone. Like my whole grad class was all the same people that I started grade one with pretty much. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, it could
be. Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And did you go to university or anything like that?
Only in my 30s did I do a little bit of university, and the rest of that was all just kind of random jobs, different career paths.
You went to the School of Life.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you just at least a little impressed that I didn't say college and I knew I knew the lingo?
And I was waiting for that. I was waiting for that. Yeah.
All right. So, and you never had any ambitions to go south. Well, you did go south, 35 miles, you said, right?
Exactly.
Now, I don't remember Saskatoon all that. I've been there. I know I've been there. I don't remember it that well, though. Are there a lot of underground tunnels there?
No, that would be Moose Jaw. Look at that. What a name, hey?
Wow.
Saskatchewan. So Saskatoon is actually known for, the tagline would be City of Bridges. So I think there's over 7 bridges that pass over a river, and that's the main focal point of Saskatoon is the bridges. So
now, have you ever been to the States?
I have twice. So Hawaii is technically right.
Whoa.
And then I went to Louisiana actually in grade 12. I did a little missions trip type thing after one of the hurricanes ripped through. I was down there for about 14 days helping clean up. Really, really, really cool opportunity, especially in grade 12. Yeah, very cool.
Wow. You wish it was for better reasons, but...
Oh, for sure, yeah.
That's so interesting because we're big
amazing.
New Orleans fans, yeah.
And, awesome. Mm-hmm.
Now, is that where you were? Sorry, I didn't mean to assume because you just said Louisiana, right?
Yeah, and actually we were out by, I think it was called New Iberia, a place called Four Corners or something like that. But we actually drove through New Orleans. It would have been a year after one of the major, it would have been in 05, I believe. 05, 06.
Maybe. So. Was that Katrina?
I think that was Katrina. A year after Katrina. That was pretty crazy. Like, imagine a 6-year-old playing with toy cars and then having this little mini car toy city set up and all these cars are randomly placed. That's literally what it looked like going over one of the freeways. And that was a very surreal moment. Like, whoa, this was an actual thing. And when the initial Katrina hit, I just thought, oh, man, that's horrible. And then a year later, I was helping with cleanup and helping rebuild a house, actually. So very, very real. Yeah.
I think people don't realize, too, how long it takes to rebuild from something like that.
Yeah.
You know, especially something like Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember it took forever for that theater to reopen down there, the Sanger. You forget about things like that until you're actually there and seeing it for real. And was Hawaii just for vacation, I'm assuming?
Yes. Yeah. Which was great. Nice.
Now, did you enjoyed it, right? I assume?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
Because Roxy's thinking of taking a trip there.
I've never been.
Yeah.
So.
If you get the chance, I didn't get the chance, but definitely go golfing out there. I've heard some immaculate golf out there. That would be amazing to golf out there.
No, I was just watching recently. I think it was the first match of the season, the first tournament of the season for the PGA. And it was in, I think it was on Maui, I think was where it was. And yeah, I was definitely like, wow, it would be so cool to go to Hawaii. And if we go to Hawaii, we need to bring our golf clubs for sure.
Maybe Summer of Littles out in Hawaii, Roxy. Maybe you know how we're traveling now?
Let's do it.
Texas Scramble?
Yep. Yeah.
What could go wrong?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's one of my biggest regrets. The one time I was there, we stayed at a resort that had a golf course. And I just didn't decide to play for, you know, because I didn't have my clubs, but you can rent clubs, stuff like that. But it's also really expensive. Mm-hmm. So you're like, is it really worth it? Because I'm one of these competitive golfers where with myself, you know, if you haven't like at least hit a driving range in a couple of years, you're like, what's the point? Because you know, you're just going to have a horrible game. But I guess you just have to take it all in. And it's more about the view and everything.
True.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, Julian, well, you sort of filled out the form here. Now,
sort of, kind of.
Yeah. Now, I guess let me just ask you, I'm going to set you up for some questions here, because one I want to talk about. Have you ever had an email read on the TK show?
Absolutely. So on my birthday, it would have been last year, I believe, I had my birthday email read. And initially, Tony was kind of like, well, I don't know if we don't really do birthday shout-outs. And then eventually he kind of came around with it, said like, well, happy birthday to JD in Saskatchewan, which was just like the fact that my email initially got read on the air in the first segment was
right. Well, I was going to say, you're bearing the lead there.
Yeah.
Because he told us the story off air. So you, as most people do, you know, I've only done this a couple times, honestly, but you know how you start the podcast and you fast forward right to the mailbag because you're like, my email's got to get read. And you were like, oh, it didn't get read. And then you went back to the beginning and sure enough, A1 above the fold.
Yep. Boom.
That's amazing.
Right there.
Right there.
That's truly
amazing.
So while we're here, though, take us back to that. Like, how did you become a little? When did you start listening to Tony and all that stuff?
I started listening to the Tony Kornheiser show back in 2010 when I worked at my brother-in-law's family cabinetry business. Another guy across this table that I worked with was always laughing. And I'm like, why are you always laughing? And you're so engaged to whatever you're listening to. What is it? And he finally said, oh, I'm listening to the Tony Kornheiser show. Like, you've heard a part of the interruption on TSN or Sportsnet, I guess. And so then I started listening to it. And then I realized, oh, wow, this guy talks about sports, current events, politics, art, music, movies, food, everything. And does it so really well. Then I was basically hooked. Since then, I've listened to it off and on over, like, even back when we had like Jeannie, David, Gary Braun, Kevin Sheehan, just like the legends, right? So as soon as you start listening to that, and I'm 36, so you kind of grow with some of the references that they talk about. And so then for me, that was always just super engaging. And I'm like, okay, yeah, there's current events. It's done really well. It's funny. It's engaging. And it always wants you wanting more. And I realized that, yeah, it's almost been like 15 years that I've listened to this podcast.
Right.
And like you said, off the air, you do wait for that podcast to land. Like, you don't know when, but you know it's going to land at some point. So
yeah. Yep.
That's always the highlight when all of a sudden there's one that, oh, I should check up on the show. And oh, sure enough, there's one that's landed 4 hours ago.
Sweet. Yeah.
I know what I'm going to be listening to today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes when it doesn't land properly, you start freaking out. And then, like, nowadays it's much easier because you can just go to the website has it if you need it. But that's always really tricky to have to listen to off the website.
Yeah.
But it can be done. But it's just tricky. Now, curious, because you're Canadian and all that, did PTI, did you get on PTI's radar and stuff when it first came out? Or did that take a while? Because you couldn't get it up there, right?
True. We didn't get it up right away. I think a few years after 2010, I think it was becoming more normal. And it's interesting. I probably watched Pardon the Interruption before I actually listened to the TK show, just because that was always before a hockey game.
Sure.
So just as filler, okay, I know the game's going to start in 20 minutes, I'll just watch PTI, right?
Mm-hmm.
And really not realizing the importance and the significance of the rundown, like how that initially got started. And then you realize, oh yeah, like they were groundbreakers.
Sure were. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the sports TV world with the rundown.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I've told a bunch of stories based on that. I mean, I even attended a church service once where they used the exact rundown. and the same screen.
Yeah.
It's
that is awesome.
It's it was really amazing. I couldn't believe it, honestly. I got dragged there by an ex-girlfriend and I was like, we can come back to this church anytime you want. I was like, this is amazing. So
yep.
She just didn't even get it. She was like, I don't understand.
It's a PTI church.
Yeah, right. I've told the story before, so I won't go too much into it, but it's amazing, you know, and just all the topics were religious topics, you know, instead of like sports topics, but it was the same exact.
But it's engaging.
But it was the font. It was the exact thing. They ripped off PTI, put it on a big screen, even to the point where they had video cameras where the two priests that were like debating each topic were like in the boxes on the screen. It was unbelievable. It was so
man.
It was surreal. It really was. But all right, well, listen, Julian, we got a lot more to get into. So don't go anywhere. We're gonna come right back. We'll be right back with
Meet the Littles.
This is the Loyal Littles Podcast with Chuck and Roxy.
100 years ago on PTI, 100 years ago on PTI.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, today is 300 years since Galileo looked through a telescope. Tony, have you looked through a telescope?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Just last night I was peeking at Uranus.
Ha ha ha, real funny.
It's always funny. I told that one to Ty Cobb.
Oh, I bet he was laughing, Tony.
Yeah, while spiking me in the ankle. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, women get the right to vote.
It won't last, Tony.
Prohibition everywhere.
That may last.
Yeah, except in Grover Cleveland Alexander's glove. And Ray Chapman goes down from a Carl May submarine spitball.
That's just sad, Tony.
But we begin today with the sad state of the Senators rolling toward a sixth-place finish in the American League under Clark Griffith.
Yeah, Tony, despite Walter Johnson's no-hitter last month.
That's the only bright spot. He stinks, Johnson. After 10 straight 20-win seasons, I can't watch the Senators. I get too upset.
Yeah, Clark Griffith needs to shut up. Tony, the new National Football League is underway. With Jim Thorpe as president, the Decatur Staleys are rolling under George Halas.
Yeah, but their quarterback, Pard Pierce, only 5'5". He's like a little boy out there.
Yeah, well, if Halas would coach him up!
Babe Ruth is in his first year with the Yankees after coming over in the trade from Boston.
Having a great year, Tony. He's gonna shatter his homer record from last year.
Yeah, he can't keep it up. They should sell him back to Boston while his stock is up.
Now, would Frazee even take him?
Mike, he was better as a pitcher.
Tony, Bill Tilden wins Wimbledon again. Is he your GOAT?
Never be another Tilden.
Tony, would you pay to see Jack Johnson fight again?
Not unless it's against Jim Jeffries, and that's not gonna happen.
That's the fight of the century, and we'll never see a better one.
Wilbon, will there ever be a professional basketball league?
Why, Tony? Whoever thinks they'll pay to watch basketball needs to shut up!
We're out of time. We'll try to do better the next time.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads.
I don't think Decatur will have trouble with the Columbus Panhandlers.
As long as Halas stays out of the way and learns to shut up.
26-inning game in Boston.
Yeah, you slept through the last 23.
Baseball needs lights.
Never gonna have
the defending champion White Sox. Can they repeat?
If Shoeless Joe stays healthy, Tony.
100 years ago on PTI. 100 years ago on PTI.
The one and only Dan Byrne, episode 40. Go to danbyrne.com for all your Tony songs. Welcome back to the Loyal Littles Podcast, and we're lucky enough to have Julian Dreger with us. I said that right again?
Correct, you did.
Yes. Okay.
Nice check.
Well, we have to get more into this, but you had some other things written on your form that you sent in. Because one thing I forgot to touch upon in the first segment was, it says, where do you normally listen to the podcast?
Oh, yeah. So for me, I guess this past three summers, I was working at a golf course. So driving like a fairway mower, greens mower, those types of machines. And so I'd always have my wireless headphones on, and that's where I would listen to the podcast, which is just you're outside, the sun's shining, and you're listening to TK. Brilliant. And now that it's winter, a majority of the time when I'm driving, or kind of doing stuff in the house, that's when I listen to the podcast. Yeah, it's just like, it, all of a sudden you realize, oh yeah, I got to listen to podcasts. So then you, like, back in the day, I would listen to it, as obnoxious as it sounds, with my speakerphone, and I would just like do grocery shopping. And so these poor people would just hear me listening to the TK show as I'm pushing a shopping cart and, like,
oh my gosh,
begrudgingly grocery shopping, but I'm listening to TK. So
yeah, so, right.
I told a friend that, and they're like, oh, you're one of those guys. I'm like, ah, well, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I only do that in a major emergency, but then I at least hold it up to my face like I'm listening to a phone call, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I also don't have to have That's it up funny. As loud. Like, if I forget my headphones, oh, it's so annoying. So if I'm really desperate, I'll do that, which is kind of a pain because you're holding your phone up the whole time. But all right. Yeah. Now, my next question, you kind of gave it away. I don't know. You let it slip a little bit, but let's talk about your sports fandom being up there. What's your favorite sport, your favorite teams, things like that?
I would say, like, hockey is certainly one of my favorite sports, and I cheer for the Edmonton Oilers. And because of the TK podcast, I will watch the odd Caps games, especially last season when Ovechkin was shooting to beat Gordie Howe's.
Right.
I think it was 8-0-1 or something like that. So then I was really closely invested with watching Washington play. And then a little bit of NFL here and there, and then working at the golf course, I really do enjoy watching golf. As some friends would say that they'd rather watch paint dry, but I'm the kind of like guy who'd like, I like watching golf. It's relaxing, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The sounds, the greens are all nice and manicured and stuff. So I think we're, 3 months away from the Masters? We're probably less than that, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
It's April,
something like that,
right?
Yeah.
April. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, April. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, the other thing, as far as golf goes, I mean, it's also just to watch these professional. It's not about how hard they hit it or how far, you know, and stuff like that. It's how they recover. You know, it's always amazing to see them hit a terrible shot because, hello, that's what we do all the time, you know, and it's them that they still like par or bogey the hole. You know, it's like I can hit 3 or 4 brilliant shots and I still don't par the hole. You know what I mean? It's it's truly amazing to actually watch them in the recoveries, out of the sand traps, out of the woods, whatever.
And I would say, like, to add to that, for my favorite golfer, it'd be, like, Phil Mickelson.
Yeah.
And aside from his personal stuff that he's had to deal with in his primes, like, even, say, 5 years ago, some of the stuff that he was coming up with were the recovery shots. I would mistakenly take those same style of shots and be like, well, Phil can do it. I can maybe try to come up with a way to do this. And my brother-in-law that I golf with would be like, no, use your wedge. Use your wedge from here. And I'm using like a putter.
Right.
And I'm 25 feet away from the green. Like, well, they're professionals. But, oh, Phil tried it. I can try this.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
Can we go back to football real quick, though? Now, are you more of a Canadian football watcher or do you enjoy the NFL?
I would say the NFL is a better product altogether than the CFL. Because our CFL is a lot shorter season than the NFL. So obviously from Saskatchewan, we have the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I've gone to, say, 3 games in the last 15 years. So for me, it's not a real pull. I would rather be able to watch, like, Red Zone, where you can watch multiple games kind of all at once and not have to sift through a whole game. So that's, for me, the gravitational of NFL. It's just faster hitting, a better product altogether, bigger names, bigger money on the table. It just produces a better viewing product. So that's why, when I get the chance, NFL all the way.
Why do you think that is? Is it just
the
money?
Because I think it's the money. Yeah. I would say it's the money.
The answer money. To all our questions, as Mr. Tony says.
Yeah, exactly.
That's easy. All right. Well, Julian, listen, we can't thank you enough for coming on to Meet the Littles. Now, we have some fun, dumb questions for you. We hope that's okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right, Roxy, take it away.
All right. What do you think is the greatest invention of all time?
Oh, that would have to be, I think, headphones. For me, headphones.
Okay.
Okay, that's a good one, especially
that's
for the general public.
Yeah. The shoppers at the grocery store.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the worst movie you've ever seen?
I would honestly say Passchendaele.
Oh,
I believe it was more of a, like, based in World War I.
Okay.
And I was expecting it to be a lot of battle scenes. And I think, if I remember correctly, the battle scene was only like a short, condensed 10-minute scene. And the rest was all like loosely around a love story. If I'm correct, I can't remember. Yeah. But it was just so misleading. I was like, oh, not the actual Passchendaele. Like, we're thinking World War history of some sort. And it was just kind of misleading.
That would be
probably the worst one, I'd say.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm glad I haven't seen it. So there you go.
Okay. If you could time travel, where or when would you go?
I would say Woodstock.
Ooh,
The iconic Woodstock.
Yeah, the original. Yeah.
Yep.
In a farmer's field. They're not expecting the crowds, and they're not expecting the lineup as good as the lineup was. I think that would be pretty epic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
Nice.
That's a good answer. All right. If you could live in any TV or movie home, what would it be?
Oh, Seinfeld. Absolutely. His apartment.
We've had that one other time because it created a whole nother topic for us. Because now I'm going to ask
side question.
Yeah. Do you want to live with the cast or without?
I would say live with them. Like, how crazy to have those crazy neighbors.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Especially Kramer. Yeah. I feel like Kramer and I would rub off of each other and it would just be even that much more craziness involved.
Yeah.
Right. I gotcha.
Nice. Okay. I'm going to throw it way back to a very old question that we haven't asked in a while, but would you rather have the ability to control the weather or talk to animals?
Oh, talk to animals.
Nice.
I say that because in the house we have two animals, so there's a cat and a dog. I could only imagine what the dog and cat actually are trying to say.
Right. Yeah. Besides
do they get along?
They put up with each other.
Yeah. They tolerate each other. Nice. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And if you hosted Saturday Night Live, who would you want to introduce as your musical guest?
Because
remember, you're going to get to hang out with them at the after party, too.
I would probably say Eric Clapton.
Nice. He came up on a recent episode. Not because of that, but... Well, I was saying how Prince was the greatest guitar. You know what? I'm not even going to go there because I'm going to
get hit.
Yeah, Chuck, you better not go there.
Whoa.
Anyway, Roxy, let's do some rapid fire before Chuck gets in trouble.
All right. Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Smooth or crunchy peanut butter?
Crunchy.
Brady Bunch or the Partridge Family?
Oh, the Brady Bunch, definitely.
Okay.
Cake or pie?
Pie and pumpkin.
Ah, very specific.
Nice.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Okay, Roxy, I got to do it. Peanut butter on them or no?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man.
Really?
Or Nutella.
Really?
I'm going to get nailed for this
Nutella.
Again.
Oh, Nutella. Absolutely. 100%. Nutella.
All right, Nutella, hold up.
Game changer.
Well, no, I mean, that I could kind of see because, you know, chocolate chip pancakes, that kind of thing. Okay, that. But peanut butter?
If you have a little bit of like maple syrup with the peanut butter.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a little bit of whipped cream.
So, I have a question. Are you like a big maple syrup person?
Like if there's waffles and pancakes, then maple syrup.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a go-to. Yeah.
But you don't love it so much where you pull an elf and put it on your spaghetti and things like that.
No, I usually leave condiments at home. And just hope that whatever place that I go to has the appropriate content.
Wow. Okay.
Fair.
Okay. Last one. Uranus jokes. Not funny or never not funny?
Oh, always funny.
Excellent. Well, that's what we figured. But
nice.
We just need to check sometimes. You'd be surprised. There's quite a few that don't like them. So, Julian, can't thank you enough for coming on to Meet the Littles. Now, is there anything we can plug for you? And how can people get in touch with you if you want to be gotten in touch with?
I would say through my Instagram page, and that is mrjewels.dreger, and that's just my Instagram handle.
Oh, okay.
So, by all means.
Great.
All right, and as an homage to the Big Show, we'll get you out of here on this.
Over or under?
Under.
Ooh.
Interesting. You know, you
Roxy
might not know
this.
You're in the minority on that one. Now, is that because you have a cat?
Personal preference. Okay. I don't know why. Just neat and tidier, I guess. I don't know. It's weird.
Neat and tidier? Okay. Come on. Really?
No, it's not weird. I grew up with it under, and then when I met Chuck, he's an over, so I just figured I'll adapt to wherever I am.
She's adaptable, as they say.
But I definitely, I had cats growing up, and it was definitely something that played a factor into why we went under. So, yeah.
You know,
they can swat at it, and if it's over, it just unravels.
Yeah, I honestly, I got to be
but
honest.
If it's under, it doesn't.
I don't remember what we were growing up, and I don't know where it's just, probably because I lived in hotel rooms for 25 years of my life. So, and they're, I'd say 95% of the time over. I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe that's where I got it from. I don't know. Okay. I really don't. But anyway, Julian, thank you so much for coming on to Meet the Littles. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Well, thank you for making this happen.
Absolutely.
And thank you for the work that you guys are doing.
All right, all you loyal listeners.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm David Liu from Chino Hills, California, and you're listening to the Loyal Littles Podcast on the WTFC Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles Podcast, and thank you, Julian, for coming on to Meet the Littles. Good time as always. Now, Roxy, we didn't mention this in the first part, and we got a lot of emails. It's about the books.
Yes.
Okay? Now,
thank you.
Roxy, we heard you. I was kind of waiting for this episode, but you kind of just let the cat out of the bag. Like, your feelings on this. You had very strong feelings about
this.
Yes. About what constitutes reading a book.
Right.
Okay. Now, I will tease this. I did get in touch with Tori Clark. Now, she's out at Pebble Beach, so we might have a delayed response. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. But we will be hearing back from her on the topic, hopefully. And, you know, always just when they're even nice enough to answer an email, we appreciate it. But we do have lots of emails, but they're all mixed in. So why don't we get started and let's get to our emails. Dear Choxy, the question is not what counts as reading a book. The question is who reads just half a book. I'll sometimes start a book and then just peace out after a couple of chapters. But otherwise, if I've invested the time to read half a book, I'm going to finish it. Unless I leave it in a hotel room or something. And he says, that's why I'm Jewish. I only read the first half of the hotel Bible. Just kidding. I'm more of an atheist. Also, I'm getting a custom license plate that reads CHRX-TBD. Mike Wolf, episode TBD. Now, that's not... Now, wasn't it CHXY? Isn't that what the other one was?
Well, that was Choxy. He's going Chuck Roxy.
Oh, I see what he did there.
Yeah.
Okay, but I feel like we need a consensus because otherwise they're just going to be all different.
Well,
that's
not?
True. Actually, I forget someone. I think it might have been Lee Gordon that sent me a picture of a Florida license plate one that was a little different too. So maybe they are going to be a little different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway. All right, what do you got, Roxy?
Choxy, if you didn't finish a book, you didn't read the book. You started the book. That's why we have different words. Tim Cree, episode 107.
Yep.
Wow, that was a little salty. I like it.
Okay, dear Chuck and Roxy, while T-Swift won't be doing the Super Bowl halftime show, even though Kelsey is playing, how about once the NFL season is over, we get a Saturday Night Live episode co-hosted by the Kelsey brothers with Taylor as the musical guest.
That's the ultimate.
Sincerely, episode 12. Now, he just wrote episode 12. So should I just let people look it up?
Yeah, do it.
I don't know. All right, then he puts a P.S. I'm just going to say it this way. She may have gotten the A stadium, because I can't pronounce that, bouncing. But no stadium has ever bounced like RFK Stadium during WFT games. Ask Joe Arrow. He'll back me up here. PSS,
whoa.
Yeah, I'm behind on the podcast and catching up now.
Wow.
All right, Roxy, what's next?
Okay, so back to the books. Jonathan Schopinski writes in and he gives us a breakdown, which kind of makes sense to me, but I have some thoughts. So here we go.
Okay.
He says, I don't think you have to read the whole book for it to count, but should read the majority of the book to count towards your yearly total. Thinking more, 75% for a piece of fiction, 65% for non-reference nonfiction, and 50% for reference. I read a lot of nonfiction, but it's mostly about woodworking, so I might skip a chapter on a topic I already know about. Jonathan Schopinski, episode 230. Okay, that's very interesting.
Well, the numbers are very interesting. Go ahead.
I understand that, and that makes sense to me. But I wouldn't necessarily think picking up a book on, say, woodworking, where okay, you're trying to learn more about it, but you might already know some things. To me, that's not really reading. That's researching. I don't know. I would never consider that reading a book.
Well, it's like you with your schoolwork, with the reference books. You know,
I don't know.
I guess 50%. I don't know. Like I said, we're going to hopefully get the Tori Clark definition of this, and I think she should be the definition, since this was her topic that she brought up on her other wonderful podcast, Chatter on Books. Little slight plug for them again. Yeah, and the numbers are pretty specific, 75%, 65%. I mean, mm-hmm. Jonathan, where'd you come up with these numbers? I mean, is this just a personal preference thing? Because, I mean, I get it. Like, if I was reading a book on drumming or something like that, or I'm trying to think of another autobiography by another author, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, I don't need to go mm-hmm. through the whole, okay, I know where they were born, I knew where they grew up, blah, 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 kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that sort of makes sense, but anyway. All right. We've got a couple, one from someone you'll know. Hey, folks, root for the Yankees? Watching a different show at halftime and missing the second half of a conference championship game? Come on, man. What are we even doing here? P.S. White chocolate still isn't chocolate. Nick Mariano, episode 278. Can I skip to the other one because it's the same topic?
Sure.
As a lifelong diehard Red Sox fan, there are no scenarios under which I would root for the Spankies. You can put that on my tombstone. Dad.
That's my dad.
That's your dad. Roxy's dad.
He's the only one I know who calls them the Spankies.
Careful what you wish for, Dad. That's all I'm gonna say. That's funny.
That's so funny.
All right, you got one more, right?
Yeah, I've got one more. Back to the books. From Glenn and Alan, episode TBD, Norwegian Soft Kitten.
Yeah.
Choxy, one must read to the very last word of a book to be able to say they read the book. The very last word. All right, that seems pretty definite.
Yeah, and salty too. I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I just want an idea. I want a figure. I want to know. Can you skip the last two chapters? You know, like what? Mm-mm. I don't know.
Can you read the first line and then the last line and call it a day?
No, you can't. All right. And then here we go. I feel like we should have some music for this one. Dear Choxy, imagine, if you will, a strange scenario where the entire Red Sox team is traded to the Yankees for the Yanks' entire squad. You are essentially rooting for the Yankees in Red Sox uniforms. Then in a strange twist of fate, the entire roster of the new Red Sox is sent packing for the entire Astros roster. Now, you are cheering on the Astros in Red Sox uniforms while all the original Sox are wearing pinstripes, and the real Yankees that used to be the Red Sox for a short time are now the Astros. What are you cheering for and hating exactly? I'm going to let you think about that one for a second, Roxy.
I don't need to think about it. I give up.
Well,
that's what happens.
Says, this is why, A, this show isn't a sports podcast, and B, why I want bowling segments. I have never been given a free dessert, so it's hard to tell exactly how I would react if it were on the bill. But when we were at a Disney resort for our anniversary, we always were given a small dessert pastry thing at the end of the meal. While we weren't charged for the dessert, the bill was sky high already, and they may not have been able to fit the thing on the check. Chuck, how's that shrimp treating you? Episode 178, ABTAHS. We will not do better the next time unless Tiny Chuck can search out and bring back Simon.
Aww.
Yeah. So, all right, we had something to get in there, right? So you're just confused. You wouldn't root for anyone. I mean, that's always tricky. That is really tricky when someone like an arch rival goes to your team. Yeah.
They would have to do something completely amazing for me to forget that, or forgive, I should say, that they played for the Astros or the Yankees, depending on which scenario.
Well,
yeah,
I feel like it's easier that way. Like, because like, you're like, okay, they finally saw the way of
the light of day. Right.
The light of the day. Yeah. Come to mm-hmm. play for us. You know, the good teams come play for that.
Right.
So that's different than if they go to like the Yankees or Houston and then you're sitting there. Cause we were, at least I was, when Vasquez went to the Astros and played in the World Series, I was pulling for, I know he wasn't a starter, but I still was pulling for them. I mean, mainly because anybody but the Yankees, but you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was fun. I wanted to see him do good. So in that case, I was rooting for the player and it wasn't the Yankees. So I know you have a much more issue with the Astros than I do.
Yeah. I mean, look, I really like taking Vasquez, for instance. I really liked him. So it was hard for me to not hope that he did well. However, I didn't want him to do so well that he carried his team and the team won. Like, I still wanted the team to be terrible.
Right. I was going to say, you can root for a player. That's what's good about baseball.
Yeah. I mean, I was very sad that he left and annoyed, but.
Well, and like I said, you can root that he goes 4-for-4 and hits 3 home runs, but the Astros still lose the game. So that's an easier thing to do. But, you know, I don't know, especially if it's not someone that left on their own volition and like they weren't a diva about it and stuff like that.
Right.
It's like you kind of want them to win. You know,
like,
it's not
I'm
his
sorry
fault.
When Johnny Damon left to go to the Yankees and he cut his hair. I'm sorry. I will never forgive that.
Yeah. Well, that was we had a conversation about that. I think it was maybe with Oz and how we were saying how, you know, it's funny. This is the true proof that we don't know what we're talking about when everyone was just so calm about it. And we were like, what? He went to the freaking Yankees, Damon, blah, blah, blah. He just won us the World Series and blah, 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 all this. We didn't know there was this little guy named Jacoby Ellsbury down in the minors that was coming up. And we're like, go ahead. We got another center fielder. We're bringing him up, you know.
But then he left.
I know. We don't need to get into that, but yes.
And my mom started calling him Jacoby.
Right. Exactly. So anyway.
Take that.
Littles, thank you for all the comments. Keep them coming in if you want, especially about the books, obviously.
Yes.
And like I said, we're hopefully going to get the final say from Tori Clark herself. And in the meantime, Roxy, it is time for us to get out of here, because the sooner we get out of here, the sooner Chuck gets back to New York to be with Roxy.
Yes.
And that'll make this so much better. We had such a good time. We were in the studio together for one episode. It was so nice. It was so nice.
It was so great.
And then hopefully we can get some third wheels back and we'll just get back into the swing of things as baseball season starts and all this other stuff. So, Roxy, tell everyone how they can get in touch with us.
Go to our website, loyallittlespod.com.
And remember, if you do listen to us on Apple and iTunes, you can give us a nice rate and review over there. You know, real quick, I did want to bring this up. I saw this on either a webpage or something like that about supporting podcasts and becoming subscribers, or Patreon page and all that stuff. And, you know, it was funny that they had a really nice saying on there that they were saying, if you enjoy the podcast, but you can't afford it, or you just don't believe in that stuff about becoming a monthly supporter or even Venmoing or whatever, they said the best way, you know what the best thing they can do, Roxy, to support the podcast?
Write a rate and review.
Write a rate and review. It costs you nothing, just your time, you know, kind of thing. Or retweet when we post on Twitter and all that, or X, whatever it's called now, and stuff like that. And just little things like that. Spread the word. You know, we appreciate you all. You know that.
Yes.
But anyway, all right, Roxy, if you need a book, where can we go?
Go to aaronsbooks.com.
And in the comments section, while you're checking out, that's where you do it. Not in the little box where it says enter the code, because this is special for littles only, okay? You go to the comments section, and don't forget to. That's baby talk for use the code.
Yeah, exactly. I like that.
Bye.
Don't know you yet, but I know your mom. I held her first when she was born. She said you'll come when the flowers bloom, and we'll rejoice with my new grandson. I'll hold you up for all the family to see, and as you grow, you'll have your place on my knee. I'll tell you stories and I'll teach you to read. I'll teach you chords. chords on your dad's old guitar. You'll add some words that will suit your desire. We'll play our tunes as we poke at the fire. Here's my grandson with me. The road is long, and sometimes you lose your way. You learn to follow your heart. When you find that you're weary and afraid, you'll not be too weak to pray. Keep your chin up and walk with pride. You'll find a girl and make her your bride. She'll have your children who will have their own. You'll then rejoice with your own grandson. You'll hold him up for all the family to see. And as he grows, he'll spend time on your knee. You'll tell him stories and you'll teach him to read.
The Loyal Littles Podcast is produced by the WTFC Podcast Network and edited by Louis B. Crocco. And the Loyal Littles Podcast logo is designed and drawn by Eric Lonergan.
What a name, hey?
Oh, yeah.